love this intro. It's so amazing, you guys. I'm so blessed. Listen, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited to have you. I love spending time with you every week. I just believe God to expand us even more where we will spend more days together. But I enjoy you so much that I look forward to every single Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is such a blessing to be able to share just what God is doing, y'all. Just sharing just how he's expanding, how he's delivering, how he's opening doors that no man can shut, how he's drawing us closer to him so we can receive his very best. Oh my God, God is so amazing. Today in Washington, D.C., it is 61 degrees. It is mostly cloudy right now, but it's supposed to be sunny after 2 p.m., and it's going to be a lovely day. All week it's supposed to be sunny in the low 60s, and that's good weather. Detroit, you got cloudy today, 62 degrees. It's going to be cloudy most of the day, and they're saying there's some chances of rain. Richmond, Virginia, got nothing but love for you. You got 64 degrees right now, but it's supposed to go all the way up to 77 degrees and sunny, sunny, sunny. All right, so all of that that's going on in the world, I want to give a shout out to Jamaica. I got Jamaican folks that's tuning in. I want to say God bless you. Thank you for listening. I also want to give a shout out to Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for listening. Alabama. Oh my goodness, I'm coming to see you. Patti LaBelle. Super excited about that. Patti LaBelle is going to be performing in Alabama Saturday. This is going to be so good, y'all. Listen, I'm giving tickets away for Alabama for Patti LaBelle. I'm also giving tickets away for the Pastor Shirley Caesar show that's November the 18th with Jacqueline Carr and Kiera Sheard and Sounds of Blackness. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited because today on the show we got Gary Hines from Sounds of Blackness, and he's going to be catching us up with what's been going on with him and Sounds of Blackness and their new hit song. I think it's number 12 or 10 called Royalty. I'm super excited about that. He's going to be joining us. We're going to be giving tickets away. We're going to be doing so much stuff. So listen, to get your tickets, I'm giving two tickets away, a pair of tickets for the Patti LaBelle this weekend. You can be a winner. Go ahead and email me at drginarprince@gmail.com. Again, drginarprince@gmail.com. Okay, and for those that want to win the Pastor Shirley tickets, I'm giving two pairs of those. So two tickets. I'm giving two pair of tickets. So I'm giving away four tickets, but they're going to be in pairs. Okay. So listen, in order to get that, I want you again to email me at drginarprince@gmail.com. Again, drginarprince@gmail.com. And for each ticket that I give away, I want you to specify Patti LaBelle or Pastor Shirley Caesar. So if you're trying to win the tickets for Alabama, you got to do it right now before the show is over. And whoever is the first one to get to me, you win those tickets. I'll need your phone number. I need your email. I mean, of course, I'll get your email address, but I need your phone number so I can contact you and tell you that you have wanted to expect these tickets at roll call. Will call. And also, I want to be able to do the same thing for those that want Patti LaBelle tickets, Sounds of Blackness, Kiera Sheard, and we're talking about Jacqueline Carr and me. We're going to be there, Columbia, South Carolina. That's right, Columbia, South Carolina, November the 18th. We are going to have a night to remember. So I look forward to seeing and blessing a winner. Anyway, I just wanted to also just give a word of encouragement before we have our guest on. And before, I wanted also for you guys to listen to the song Royalty before we have Gary to come on. But I just want to encourage you all. Listen, distractions will always come. They will come in a way of people, places, and things. You got to stay focused and remain. I know it's hard and I know it's difficult. I've talked to a lot of people that are really struggling right now. They've been waiting a long time for a promise. They've been looking for God to move a mountain. They've been looking for God to relieve them of the pressure. And I'm telling you, if you're not pressed, you know, you come out, you're not going to come out as gold. But when you are pressed on every side, you come out as gold. God is going to do what he said he was going to do. And don't let the enemy bring any distractions to play with you mentally, emotionally, or even with your body. Just stay focused on God and just wait on him. I'm telling you, it may seem like you're alone, but you really are not. You are not by yourself. The body of Christ is going through a pressing right now, but we're diamonds. We're supposed to shine bright, and don't let any demonic influence come and steal your light. Don't let anybody or anything steal your light, your joy, your peace, your position in the place that God has placed you in. He's prepared a table for you in the face of your enemies, and he's also raised the standard for you. So listen, you got to stay right there on that standard and don't let anything bring you down. So tune in. We'll be right back with Gary Hines.
Attention, trapped in poverty, generations of injustice and inequality. Ancestors changed the world, and though they came in chains, in you the strength and hope lives and still remains. You're mighty and majestic, descendants of kings and queens. Royal blood flows through your veins.
Gary Hines. Hines. How are you?
I am cooling the gang by the grace of God, Queen Gina.
Yes, King. It is so good to have you on here today. Listen, this song is so inspirational. And listen, and if this was not a good time to hear that, I know the listeners are so blessed by it, because sometimes we forget that we are royalty. The cares of the world, the, you know, even family members or the way coworkers might see us or whatever. But God says that we're all royalty, right?
Yes, we are. Yes, it's scriptural, it's biblical, and it's also historical and part of our legacy. So we have to be sure to let our young people know that today, that they are the descendants of kings and queens. And we know that a positive image, sister, will make positive behavior, and that's what we need today.
That is so true. Well, Gary, tell us what's been going on with you. I know it's a lot going on. If people just Google your name, they know that you got so much stuff going on. You've been asked to do a speech. They're asking you to speak at a what is? Tell us about that.
Well, thank you so much, Queen Sister. Sounds of Blackness just returned from Atlanta, Georgia, just by a couple of weeks. We were blessed to be a part of an amazing, phenomenal event from Brother Harry Belafonte with many artists called Many Rivers to Cross. And what it was about was, once again, focusing on our youth and on our people with positive messages. And all of the music that was done the whole weekend was music that was spiritual, inspirational, and consciousness music about our condition as a people and trying to better it. So we were so honored and blessed to be a part of that. Of course, we were able to sing royalty there and to the masses. And we just thank God, and we thank you and all of your listeners for your support of Sounds of Blackness over the years and now with royalty.
I mean, it's just, how can we not? I mean, you are just so valuable to radio. I mean, it's a clean representation of unity and of peace, of love. It's just uplifting, and it's just amazing. I mean, you've been honored, 3-time Grammy winning. You know, you guys are doing so much. You've gotten so many other awards. I mean, it's just amazing. NAACP Award. So many blessings have happened just from the vision. Tell the listeners how Sounds of Blackness came about. Give us some history.
Yes, absolutely. This is the 45th anniversary of Sounds of Blackness, by the grace of God. We began, my sister, right here in the Twin Cities at my alma mater, a small private college here in Minnesota, McAllister College, and a group of the black students there, including yours truly, formed this group, and they originally was called the McAllister College Black Voices. But you know, Sister Gina, the vision that God gave me at the time, and this was like early 70s, was to present a music ministry and a message that was really all about who we are as a people and to share it with all people. And so that's where Sounds of Blackness came about, meaning every sound of the black experience, jazz, gospel, blues, spirituals, all of the music, because all of it is part of our history and testimony and legacy as a people. So we say that we share black music with people of all backgrounds, with messages of inspiration, and by the grace of God and support of people like you and your listeners, we've been going strong ever since 1971 to today.
It's just truly breathtaking. And the thing is that you've always had so many supporters, because in this business, it's a little challenging, you know, with times are changing, you know, the youth,
yes,
the generations are changing, and to just the whole people's interests. And, you know, one day you're in and the next day you're out. I mean, you guys have had a longevity, but you've also had a lot of supporters in the radio industry. I know I just had AJ Savage on a couple of weeks ago, and he's so in,
yes,
love with you all, and such a great, applause for you all, literally making sure that your work is getting heard, and people have the opportunity to continue to hear the greatness of the music, because it's so rich. It's not just something thrown together. It's very well put together, thought out. It's art. And I think we get so far away with quick, fast, and a hurry, we don't understand the art and how much passion is put in something, your soul, your mind, your the time that's put in there. I mean, so for you to like come up with this group and when you're making the music, how do you, can you give the listeners some kind of idea when you, where you come up with how the sound is supposed to be?
Well, first of all, thank you for those such wonderful words, my sister. We really, really appreciate you, and God bless you for that. But to answer your question, it's all God-inspired. I know you know the great, legendary country artist Chet Atkins. He has a quote that I love, and he said that there are no songwriters. All music is given. And so I don't have a whole lot of sense, but I got enough to know that. So when the music is given, we know it's God-inspired. And you know, we see events around us, city, state, nation, all around the world, and those certainly can inspire thoughts and melodies and rhythms that eventually become a song. So when that happens and that inspiration is given, Sister Gina, we then go to our wellspring as a people. You hear in Sounds of Blackness music, the rhythms of Africa, of America. You'll hear the traditions of our people. You'll hear some of the spirituals, some of the hymns and anthems all blended together for a message today.
So like you're saying, everything is inspired by God. You know, a lot of times people want a quick work. They want a quick fix, rather. They want to, you know, be able to get a recipe and just do it. And I always lead people to God. If there's any gift that you have, you have to go to Him. Everything starts with our Father. Everything you need is in Him.
Is.
Your direction is in Him. Your inspiration is in Him. You know, because even with me writing, you know, a lot of the things that I write literally are coming from revelation from Him. You know, I can't take any credit for what I write. I can't take any credit for what comes out of my belly, out of my mouth. You know, it's really coming from Him. And even some of the experiences, like you said, you know, the things that you're led to see, like if it's some inspiration that you're seeing His beauty in some way, if it's a painting, if it's a, you know, the clouds in the sky or whatever, just even being able to see or hear someone's testimony and it gives you inspiration, He orders our steps. So no matter what it is, that whatever gift He's given you, I always tell people, you have to remain in Him. You have to go to Him. You
always.
Can't pick up, you can't take ownership of your gift, because once you do that, you are literally unconsciously stealing God's glory. He wants the glory out of everything that we do because He created us. So I always inspire people. I always inspire people. I can't give you a recipe. I can only tell you what I've lived. And yes, it could be challenging, especially those times when you're in a waiting period. Because I know you guys, when was the last time, you know, I know Royalty is brand new and it's doing just phenomenal. And then you always got your hits that are constantly playing. So it's almost like nobody even knew that there was a break. You know what I mean? Because you're always on air. So that time of wait, and you know, what can you help the listeners understand the moments where God has you in a season of you're kind of just floating and you're waiting? You know what I mean? What can you explain that to them?
I'll do my best, my sister, yes. And I hear your question. So for all your wonderful listeners, the seasons evolve and revolve. And so for Sounds of Blackness, throughout the 90s, and being on a major label, and being constantly in the media and the major television and radio shows and all that, our level of visibility was at the maximum point. And then going into 2000, not being on a major label and doing it independently and not having the wherewithal to do that, that visibility was diminished. But our enthusiasm, our purpose, our ministry was never diminished. We've never stopped doing what we do. And of late, even as of just last year, my sister, we started to release a series of singles. And last year, the single was Black Lives Matter. which got an overwhelming response. And now this year it's royalty. But in the meantime and in between time, we were blessed to still minister to the people, to do our concerts overseas. In fact, a lot of work overseas in Asia and Europe, and as well as here in the U.S. But it's key for all your listeners and for all of those that are aspiring to try to do this on whatever level, to be clear about your mission, your music, your message, and your ministry, and whatever the season is, to not be, to be undaunted, and to be encouraged to continue to do what it is you've been given to do.
Amazing. If you're not inspired by that, if you don't understand that, then I don't know. I mean, and that's, again, you know, peace comes within when God is definitely with you and you're in him, connected to him. It's almost like, you know, that's where the pressure comes in even more psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. That's where your growth comes in. And I always tell people, it might seem like it's a setback, but it's really not. It's really preparation for the step up. It's for the next, you know, the next explosion. And I mean, you guys, he is truly doing it in your life. And so I'm super, super excited about what God is doing. And it's just amazing. And I just want to thank you for coming on. And please tell the listeners, because I've been telling them all about A Night to Remember. And you're going to be there. And who else going to be there?
Well, the queen herself, our good and longtime dear friend, none other than Queen Sister Shirley Caesar, are on the younger generation side, princess, queen in her own right, Kiara, we call her Kiki, cheered. And so we're so proud of her and to know her and to be able to work with her again, because it's been a few years since we've been together with them, Sounds of Blackness, and Sister Shirley and Kiki. And so we're looking to do this. We're so honored and blessed. We want everybody to come out. You know, this is the time right now, if you don't already have your tickets, for all you wonderful listeners, to call, email, text, tweet, family, relatives, church choir members, co-workers, students, all of the above.
Everybody.
This is something you don't want to miss. Everybody. You're cutting in them, all of them.
Amen to that. Amen to that. I'm so glad. Thank you so much, Gary Hines, for being on with us. I so appreciate you just taking the time out, and it's always a joy. I want you on often because you're so inspirational. So I definitely plan to have you on again and again and again. You're a friend to Dr. Gina's radio chat. You're always welcome. Tell everybody I said hello, and I cannot wait to see you November the 18th. And again, this is your opportunity, y'all, to win these tickets. You got to email me at drginarprince@gmail.com. drginarprince@gmail.com. I got 4 tickets. I'm giving 2 pair away, and you could be a winner right now today and seeing Gary Hines, Sounds of Blackness, me, Dr. Gina, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Ja'Kalen Carr, and Kiara Sheard. All right, November the 18th in Columbia, South Carolina. All right, thank you so much. Love you, Gary. How can people reach you real quick
before we go?
How can they reach you?
Thank you so much. Yes, at
Gary,
our website.
How can people reach you?
Well, they can reach us at our website, soundsofblackness.org, our Twitter, which is just @soundsblackness, without the of, just @soundsblackness, our Facebook fan page, YouTube. They can see the royalty video on YouTube and Instagram. And when you hear back from us, it is us, not an intern or machine. It will be Sounds of Blackness family.
All right. You can't get no better than that. We love that connection. That's what it's all about. I love it. Well, God bless you and the rest of the crew. We love you all. Keep making that music. We need it. It's for our soul. We love you, Gary. Take care. God bless you.
Love you more, Queen. God bless you. Thank you so much.
You are royalty. I'll see you November 18th in Columbia, South Carolina.
You got it. Everybody come on out.
Come on out. All right. All right. Well, we'll have A-Train next after these messages.
Columbia, get your praise on. At the biggest gospel concert that ever hit the metro. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium. Starring Shirley Caesar. And the incredible Sounds of Blackness. Grammy Award nominee Ja'Kalen Carr and Kiara Scheer. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium, 1703 Taylor Street, Columbia. Hosted by Dr. Gina and Sounds of Blackness. Tickets are available now at the Township Auditorium box office. All Ticketmaster locations, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Don't miss A Night to Remember with gospel legend Shirley Caesar, Sounds of Blackness, Ja'Kalen Carr, and Kiara Shee. Friday, November 18th, 8 p.m. at the Township Auditorium.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Well, here's my main man, A-Train. A-Train.
What's going on, Dr. Gina? Listen, I love it. I love it. You're the only person on this big, beautiful green earth that calls me my main man, A-Train. It trips me out. I look forward to hearing it every single week. Dr. Gina, that is so hilarious to me. Give it to me one more time, Dr. Gina. Give it to me one more time.
A-Train. You know what, A-Train? I don't know. It just flows right for me. His name is, you know, A-Train, of course, but I make it so personal. You know, I make it so personal because he's my main man, A-Train.
That's what makes it so awesome because it's just so genuine, Dr. Gina. It comes out. It's authentic. It's real. You know what I'm saying? And it's just. It's just the chemistry that we have working together, and I love it, man. I love it.
Listen, I'm so glad that you're able to join on, because Elise Murray's going to be joining us in a couple of minutes. But I just wanted to talk to you about, since this week, the elections. Have you voted yet?
Listen, I was waiting for my wife to get back in town because we were going together. You know, we are doing early voting together.
Together, absolutely.
Yeah, we take it serious in the train household. We take that very serious. So, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because I definitely wanted to make sure we, you know, put that out today because, man, this is one of the most important elections that we've ever faced in our time frame.
And that is so true.
That's true.
Why do you feel like that? Let the listeners know your feelings about why it's so important.
I mean, you know, at this stage of the game, you know, it was one thing where, like, in the beginning where people were running, you know, the nominations were in and, you know, the speculations were up in the air. But at this stage of the game, it's very clear where these two candidates where their ideas stand. It's very clear on how they feel about this country, how they feel about the different people that make up this great country, and, you know, the status that our country is in and the status that we were in decades and years and centuries ago, that assumption has been made very clear. And the reason I say it's very important right now is because if someone flipped the switch, you shouldn't be surprised at this moment because Donald Trump has been very clear, case by case, you know what I mean, situation by situation. At this part of the game, he has been very clear on his viewpoint concerning minorities, concerning, you know, this country and women. I mean, it's like at this point of the game for you to say that you're not aware of what's going on, you can't say that. You can't say that. So my point is real important that we this is one of the most important elections because, like I say, things have been so blatantly disgusting throughout the campaign and run that at this part of the game, you know who a person is. You know what they're standing for. You know what they're trying to put out. So it's important that we go out and be mindful of the very things that they've been saying, doing, and the stance that they've been taking, and we get out and vote. You know, we as black people, we've come too far, and we've had too many of our heroes to shed blood, sweat, tears, and their lives, you know, for us not to get out and vote. We got to get out and vote on this election because that whole thing about make America great again, sir, America has never been great for people of color. You know what I'm saying? The word great is a strong word. I mean, anything in the past, we've made progression. You know what I'm saying? We've made some progress, but it has never been great. So that whole thing, man, is just, I don't know. You know, and I didn't mean to get off into all of that, but, you know, my point
no,
is.
No, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, everybody has their point of view, and I respect that. I think, to me, that this whole thing is a wake-up call for us to get more aware about a lot of things. I think, as a people, we kind of slack up on educating ourselves, of doing research. We slack and, you know, we vote emotionally, or we go by our emotions, period, with everything in life. We go by what other people do, what other people think of us, what other people say. I believe that we're in a time right now in this generation around the world that we are being shaken and stirred up, that we have to get up off of sleeping. We have to wake up. I think a lot of things, laws have been done behind our backs that we didn't have opportunities to vote on. I mean, it's political. It's all the way around. It's the government. It's in Capitol Hill. It's not even just the president. It's overall. It's our representatives. It's everything. It's what we stand for. It's what we're allowed to get away with. And I really think that this is just an outcome of us being so sleepy and so lax and just putting it off on somebody else to fight the battles. We're just going to give it to you. I got enough issues. I got 5 kids. I got 3 baby daddies. I got, you know, a baby mama and 10 other girlfriends, and it's so selfish. We're not focused. We're not paying attention. And a lot of things have just gone up underneath our nose. And so now we all, you know, frantic. And all, now, instead of us being preactive, now we want to react to what's already we allowed to happen. Allowed this to happen.
Exactly. And let me just say this.
So that's my point of view. Hold on. Yeah. I want to get Elise Murray on the phone because I told her Elise, how you doing, Elise? Are you on now? Elise Murray, everybody, is joining us. She's actually bringing awareness about...
I am here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Elise. That's A-Train.
Good morning. I'm listening to A-Train. What? That is profound. Profound what you guys are talking about. Go ahead, Dr. Gina.
Yes. So, Elise, you know, because I wanted to get us aware. I kind of try to transition a little bit because I do want to get back into the politics, and but I wanted to transition a little bit, and that's why I took it, because people are not aware. You know, awareness is so important. We wait until certain months, and then we get, you know, we see the colors. Everybody representing pink, you know, for cancer awareness. Everybody wearing purple for this awareness, and everybody wearing that, and people want to get festive. But actually, are you getting your mammogram? Are you getting tested? Are you doing research?
Yes.
You know, it's just really, because I have seen the enemy come in my space because I was slack in areas. You know what I'm saying? So I'm speaking from personal, you know, being watchful, or you're ignoring the signs, or you're not, you know, studying yourself approved. This gives the enemy legal advantage into our lives, into our homes, into our schools, into our political arena, into our nation, and all over the world. We have to be aware. So I wanted you to talk about You know, last week you were on, Elise, and you were talking about bringing awareness to lupus, and God has been opening up so many doors for you. And I know you're only going to be with us for a brief second. Can you please give people some direction? Because I want you to come back on next week with a list of things that you can give people. I want them to have pen and paper and write it down, because this is valuable information. But today, listeners, Elise is coming on to give you some kind of jump start for next week, and she's going to update you on how God is awarding her by being one of the pioneers spreading awareness about lupus.
Well, next week when we come together, and thank you, Dr. Gina, next week when we come together, I want to talk about what is lupus. I want to talk about the cures. I want to talk about testing. It's very important that everyone go and get your blood work. Folks say, well, what type of test do we take? The same test that you would take for any other bodily test that you need to take when you get your checkup, your urine test, your blood test. And when you go for your blood workup, you ask them to do an in-depth check for my thyroid, for lupus, for diabetes, for high blood pressure. Because when they do these tests on a normal basis, when you're doing your regular checkup, your annual checkup, they're not looking for diabetes. But when you say to them, you know, diabetes runs in the family, I want you to check my count. You know, my grandmother was diagnosed with lupus, and it just so happens my father has it, and it just so happens a brother has it. Do me a favor, check my blood work for lupus as well as my children. You will not know. It might just be a detection that will show up. And these are the things that we don't think about. So I'm a strong advocate about that, and that is important. But next week, I want to talk about the blueprints. I want to talk about the symptoms. I want to talk about how long and why it's misdiagnosed. I want to talk about different things we need to do to sustain. I want to talk about the clinical trials and what's being advanced and what's opening up to the lupus community, and so that people will know that there are options. I want to touch a little about what you were saying about exercise and health and soul, because you do have to take care of yourself. When you have a autoimmune deficiency disease, not a disease, you have to check your blood count, check your blood type. You need to really eat right for your blood type. And then I'm going to college on this for myself, and then eat the type of food that is on the level of the lines of a lupus diet. You know, there's things that you'll learn based on your blood type. You might be O, and you might be a meat eater, but then you crave carbs. So we have to balance that. So there's a whole science to this in order to be back on wellness. There is no cure for lupus, but we are all going to Washington, D.C. We're all starting to pull in more of our state legislatures to be more involved, to be a voice, to go to our local communities and to speak out, to pass these bills, to get it more out there in mass media on a national and international level. Only 5 million people, according to the Lupus Foundation, is detected with lupus. Lupus is, it's much more vast than that. It's just we need more of a faith. Thank God we have Toni Braxton, Selena Gomez, and Nick Cannon doing some advocate work, but we need more people to not be afraid. No, you can't get it by sitting on the toilet. It's in your DNA, and it comes out through stress. It comes out through hereditary. It comes out later in the next generation. So those are some of the things I want to talk about.
That was some powerful information you just said right there. It's just, you know, even with your blood work, be specific. I mean, because you don't even know what they're testing for. You just let them take your blood work, and you don't really know what they're testing you for. So I love being, you know, this is just a lesson to us all. We have to start becoming more active, proactive, We have to do it before we have to, you know, really get involved with life. We can't just, our worlds are so small, but it's so much more out there, and we can truly make a difference if we allow ourselves to be open to learn more what's going on. And I just can't thank you enough, Elise. I appreciate you sharing. Can you please let the listeners know, and you guys better be ready too. Next week, I want you to have a pen and paper. You know, we laugh and we joke and we have inspiration, but this is something that you definitely want to get yourself involved with. It's for you, your family, especially your children. You got to know. You can't just sit back and ignore anything. You just can't assume anything. Be proactive. Get yourself checked and be aware of what's going on around you outside of your world. Elise, can you please tell them about what's going on in Atlanta, Georgia? You're being honored.
We are excited. Yes, the God is just opening up doors, and He is truly in the blessing house, and I'm just honored and I'm humble. This Saturday, November the 5th, there is going to be a Lifetime Achievement Award, a Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award from the President of the United States, our beautiful President, Barack Obama. This award is being held and sponsored and partnered by the Trinity Girls Network. The ambassador, Dr. Jacqueline Mohair, is the actual founder of the Trinity Girls Network. The Trinity Girls Network is an organization that is empowering young ladies and girls, giving them the opportunity through education and leadership and preparing them for success. And also protecting them, because some of these girls have gone through some horrible, violent situations, living conditions, and their focus is to end violence among women and girls. And you can go to TrinityGirlsNetwork.org and find out more information about her and her cause, Dr. Jacqueline Mohair. What she has done since she has partnered up with the President of the United States, our great President Barack Obama, he is honoring philanthropists and community leaders that have donated their time throughout the years in their field and have been recognized by their peers and organizations. And they have partnered together. He has so many awards he has to give out this year before he leaves office. And she has selected about 22 women and men, and I have been humbly, graciously been on the list.
Elise, we lost you.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, you're breaking up. Yeah, you're breaking
up. Okay, is that okay? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So what I was saying is this Saturday, November the 5th, at Town Hall in Atlanta, Georgia, at 5 p.m., they are going to be having a Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award red carpet affair honoring Pat Houston, sister-in-law of manager of the late Whitney Houston, Tamika Holyfield, red carpet mogul, Phaedra Park, Daryl Strawberry, Tracy Strawberry, Zenobia Clayton, president and founder of the Trumpet Awards, Sarah Elizabeth Reed, mayor, Kasim Reed of Atlanta, Georgia's wife, Chris Tucker, Dr. Bernice King, Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter, Marjorie Harvey, Dr. Lee Lewis, who is the founder of Women of Wealth magazine, which all of the honorees will be in the magazine. You find that magazine throughout the entire airport. And Dr. Loretta Pierce of Covenant Cookies and Pantry Projects, and yours truly, myself, Elise Murray of Elise Group 7. I'm being
what a blessing.
For,
that is such a blessing, Elise.
Yes.
Oh,
Amazing.
My goodness. H-Rain, what you think? Did you have any questions to give Elise before she leaves us?
No, I just think it's real. I think it's real awesome that she pointed out how once we go to the doctor, you know, put in a request for a certain level of testing with our blood, and then from there, we need to manage, you know, our diet based on our blood type. For example, like Neiman Marcus, they just started selling collard greens at Neiman Marcus, believe it or not. Now, if they're putting hog mugs in there, you know what I'm saying, pig feet, you probably can't get any of those collard greens if it's not going to be conducive to your blood type. So, you know,
exactly.
People need to look at stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's important.
So awesome. You have to stay, you know, like on the front end of all of these medical issues. And I know you say lupus You know, we don't have a cure as of yet, but there are some things that we can do to manage it. So I just think it's real awesome. We appreciate you for being on the front line. Hats off to you.
Yes,
thank you
definitely.
So much.
We need a voice. We need more people that can be related to, you know, because, right. again, like you said, you know, there's some celebrities that are stepping up. You know, people, they might not feel like they can relate to them so much as, you know, someone right. that is, you know, more. But, I mean, now God is moving you up. You getting awarded in magazines and all of this stuff.
And I'm just a girl
again,
next door.
Because you're so relatable and have so much passion, you know, people can really connect with that. And, I mean, you're just such a lovely person and a breath of fresh air. And God couldn't have chosen anyone greater. I'm so glad that he's partnering you with other wonderful, beautiful pioneers to go and spread this word. You are truly a blessing.
Yes.
Please tell the listeners how they can be in touch with you.
They can contact me at my office at 646-218-1320. They can contact me on social media at about.me/ELYSEMURARAY. Click on the link and click on consultation. They can contact me and find me on social media, Elise Group 7, on Twitter, Elise Group 7, on Instagram, Elise Group 7. There you go.
She's everywhere, y'all. There's no excuse. If you got any questions, please, she will not hesitate to answer. She is a lovely person. I love her to pieces, and I can't wait for you to join us again next week. You know, A-Train, you better have your list together so she can. you better get your pen and paper ready and tell everybody to tune in. This is a very informative show next week. She's always full of information. We love her here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Thank you for joining us, Elise Murray.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Gina. And thank you, I'm going to say your name incorrectly.
A-Train.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, A-Train. Thank you so, so, so thank you for listening and chiming in. And thank you for having me. You guys have a wonderful day. And until next week. Stay healthy.
Yes. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Love you.
God bless. I look forward to it. Love you, too.
Okay. A-Train, you're going to keep us going with your thoughts and opinions and what's been trending as soon as we're done with these commercial breaks.
Hey, say what's happening, man. T.I.P. the King, good. Letting you know you listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. Hold what you got in a minute.
Okay, that's good.
That's it.
Columbia, get your praise on. At the biggest gospel concert that ever hit the metro. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium. Starring Shirley Caesar. And the incredible Sounds of Blackness. Grammy Award nominee, Ja'Kalen Carr. And Kiara Shear. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium. 1703 Taylor Street, Columbia. Hosted by Dr. Gina and Sounds of Blackness. Tickets are available now at the Township Auditorium box office. All Ticketmaster locations. Ticketmaster.com. Or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Don't miss A Night to Remember with gospel legend Shirley Caesar. Sounds of Blackness. Ja'Kalen Carr and Kiara Shee. Friday, November 18th, 8 p.m. at the Township Auditorium.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
All right, A-Train, so now we back. So listen, continue your thoughts. I mean, what do you feel about, you know, what I had left with? I mean, even though I was transitioning to get ready for Elise Murray, I mean, how do you feel about us as a people at this point? You know, just our responsibility at this point. Yeah. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, you know, you brought up some real good points about the election and just about the world and our stance and position, you know, in this country. And I know just from talking with some other people who feel like, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, if we vote or not, you know. And everybody that makes that statement, you know, really? they're not making a statement from my experience. The people that I've heard make that statement, they follow it up with the legitimate reasoning, you know. Like, for example, they talked about Ferguson, you know. It was like, you know, no matter how much we vote, there's not one black person in office out there in Ferguson, you know. But, you know, Ferguson has more blacks in that city than any other place, but there's no black representation in the government side. So there's like, you know, so where is our vote and where does it, you know, tend to fall and why does it matter? Because the more we vote, you know, we still don't see any change. So I get that part. So it made me want to bring this point out. Voting is not the source behind the main cure for all, but voting is a major part. And a lot of times when people make the assumption that I don't need to vote, that's because they're looking at it from the standpoint of there's no need in voting because it doesn't do anything, when that's not necessarily true. It does have a place, you know, and it is major. No, it may not be the one for all solution, you know, to all the problems, but it is a major solution to some of the problems. You know what I mean? So we have to get mm-hmm. out and vote and change that mindset. So I just wanted to put that out there because that's where I stand. I agree, you know, some of the things that we have on a local level, you know, they're not where it needs to be, but it's still, you know, we need to get out and vote, you know, not just, you know, for the presidential, you know, race, but even on a local level as well, we have to get out and vote, you know, and see real change in our communities for the simple fact of the people who came before us and lost their lives trying to get us the right to vote, you know. And some was, you know, locked up, some was knocked out, some, you know, they lost, you know, they shed blood, you know, on that bridge, you know, trying to, you know, get a right to vote, you know. So my point is we definitely need to get out and vote as a black people, you know, and as a minority, because we've come so far to try to even get this right. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I do agree with that. And so it's a serious matter for people. It's something, it's thought provoking. If we've had enough time in a year to think about, you know, hear and listen and study and all of that. So, you know, kudos to everyone that, you know, knows who they are voting for. And just, you know, you just got to make a move. You got to do something, right? So what else is going on? What else is going on in the midst? Anything funny happening that's going on while we're sitting up here pulling our hair out about Donald Trump and or Hillary Clinton at this point?
Listen, if with this being on the heels of Halloween, I'm telling you, this election race has definitely been a horror. you know, Halloween, you know, we just went through Halloween, and I had a good time. Did you participate in any? Do Christians, you know how Christians feel about Halloween. You know, we'll do things like Hallelujah Night, you know, take the kids up to the church. And as opposed to them knocking on doors, they have the members turn their car trunks into, like, you know, a pit full of candy, and you just go from car to car to get candy, you know. So, you know, church folks, we have our own way of working around Halloween. So I'm not sure about our listeners. What was our take on trick-or-treating, Dr. Gina?
Well, my take is I don't do it. So I don't gotcha. Buy no candy. I don't do no costume. I don't do any of that. I just know that it was a lot of people out here, and people like to go where the rich people are so they can get better candy. And I thought to myself, that's a smart thing to do.
I passed out condiments, you know, all of the KFC honey and jelly. That's in my drawer. That's what I handed out. I didn't hand out any candy. I cleared out my drawer in the kitchen. I had ketchup, mayonnaise. I had Zaxby's sauce. I had Chick-fil-A sauce packages I gave out.
you wrong for that.
That's what I put in those kids' bags. Help clean out my kitchen drawer. That's what I did for Halloween.
I know you was cutting up on your social media on Cam Newton. What's that all about?
Oh my God, Cam Newton! Cam Newton is out here looking like an AKA. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Whoever his stylist is, he just need to fire him. Just tell him they fired, because it's crazy, and they're consistent with having him looking like this. It's like, come on, man.
Put this hat on. What's the deal? He looked like the guy that, I don't know who you was comparing him to, but who was that guy? The Joker?
Jim Carrey, when he played in Mask. That was a movie that Jim Carrey did back in the day with the with the pimp hat and the feather.
Yes, what is going on? Where is he going after the interview?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's looking like an AKA just waiting for his pearls. It's like, come on, Cam.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Listen, A-Train, you know I love every time you're on here. The listeners do, too. Tell them what's going on with you this weekend.
Tomorrow night, I'll be at the Ritz Theater here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be opening for Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Bilal himself. And so we'll be on stage tomorrow rocking that out. And then Denver. I'll be in Denver, Colorado this month as well. The mayor of Denver, Colorado is flying me out to host a major event in their city. So you can get at me on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can follow me on Facebook at A-Train Live, and I also have another page called Do It Again and See What Happens on Facebook, and also on Instagram at Do It Again and See What Happens.
Listen, we worldwide, so you know what? You guys is in London and in Jamaica, the listeners all over. Y'all got to come to the States and visit and check out one of these shows that A-Train and I host. It is so much fun, and we enjoy it. We cross paths, and, you know, it's great for us to, you know, to be out there. We're kind of like in the same circuit, so it's always fun that we are able to support one another. But God is truly opening doors. And listen, Jacksonville is so loud. And popping, y'all partying on Thursday night, I see.
So. Absolutely.
I ain't did a weekday show yet. I'm doing weekends. Look, everybody, a weekend show, a Saturday show. I don't even think I did a Friday night. I did a Friday night, the Pastor Shirley Caesar at one time. But y'all doing shows on Thursday. Y'all like New York and D.C. right now, huh?
Hey, we're trying to get there. We're trying to get there. And, you know, it's an awesome privilege to be a part of, you know, the front lines for some of the major events and entertainment here in the city. So I definitely want to give a shout out to my partners, which is the City of Jacksonville, as well as the Rich Theater. So in partnering with them to help bring the entertainment in Jacksonville up. So that was the whole plan. So, yeah.
So amazing. Tell everybody where they can reach you again. Do it again and see what happens on what? Everything.
On Facebook and Instagram. That's right. Do it again and see what happens. That's all you have to remember. It's spelled all the way out. Do it again and see what happens. So hit me up on Instagram and on Facebook, and also have a personal Facebook page called A-Train Live, and I'm also on Twitter at A-Train Live.
I love you so much. Until next week, my brother, take care.
Yes, same to you.
All right, love you. All right, we'll be right back after this message.
Columbia, get your praise on. At the biggest gospel concert that ever hit the metro. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium. Starring Shirley Caesar. And the incredible Sounds of Blackness. Grammy Award nominee, Ja'Kalen Carr. and Kiara Shear. A Night to Remember. Friday, November 18th at the Township Auditorium, 1703 Taylor Street, Columbia. Hosted by Dr. Gina and Sounds of Blackness. Tickets are available now at the Township Auditorium box office. All Ticketmaster locations, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Don't miss A Night to Remember with gospel legend Shirley Caesar. Sounds of Blackness. Jacqueline Carr and Kiara Shee. Friday, November 18th, 8 p.m. at the Township Auditorium.
All right. Well, listen, you got one more minute to go ahead and email me at drginarprince@gmail.com for your Patti LaBelle tickets, Alabama, Saturday, November the 5th, 2016. Be the first to get your tickets. I'm giving out a pair of two for you. And also, don't forget, I'm giving out a two pair of tickets for A Night to Remember with Pastor Shirley Caesar, Jacqueline Carr, Kiara Shear, Sounds of Blackness, and myself, November the 18th. I'm going to be there. I cannot wait. Go ahead and get your tickets right now. DrGinaRPrince@gmail.com. Listen, I love you. The show was amazing. Thank you so much, Gary Hines, Elise Murray, my main man, comedian A-Train. I love you all. Thank you so much, Dr. Gina R. Prince listeners. Listen, you know what I say. It's all about wholeness. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you so much. Until next time, this is me, Dr. Gina, saying I love you. Mwah. Kisses to you all. God bless.